Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Historic night in Hollywood.
The Oscar goes to Parasite.
Virus cases double on cruise ship.
Including some two dozen Americans.
Final push.
We need a politics that brings all of us in.
Before New Hampshire primary.
Fight our common enemy, which is climate change.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and it was a history-making night at the 92nd Academy Awards. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The Oscar goes to...
The Oscars went global, and history was made.
Parasite.
For the first time, the Best Picture Oscar went to a foreign language film. Parasite won four Oscars, including one for its director, Bong Joon-ho, who showed off his English skills backstage, complete with a joyful expletive.
It's really crazy.
Harry Medved from Fandango.com says Parasite's win changes perception.
It's a huge triumph for those films with one-inch-tall barriers of subtitles. Now that's been shattered.
The acting awards went as expected.
Joaquin Phoenix, Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for his role as a depressed clown. His speech included a bit of self-confession.
I've been a scoundrel in my life. I've been selfish, but so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
Renee Zellweger won Best Actress for her role as Judy Garland in Judy.
Thank you to the Academy.
The most political comment of the night came from Brad Pitt after he won Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The impeachment trial was on his mind.
They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week.
Laura Dern won Best Supporting Actress. Elton John won Best Original Song. There were several calls for diversity, more women, more minorities. And on the red carpet, Spike Lee wore a purple and gold tuxedo with the number 24, a salute to Kobe Bryant. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Academy Awards in Hollywood.
Well, China reports more than 900 coronavirus deaths now, and yesterday officials proclaimed containment measures were working. Then the caseload shot up again. CBS's Deborah Pata reports the number of cases on a cruise ship off Japan has now doubled to more than 130, and more Americans are victims.
Isolated and confined to a hospital bed, nothing could be further removed from Rebecca Fraser's idea of a dream holiday in Asia, shattered after learning she was one of the more than two dozen Americans who tested positive for coronavirus.
It was a very surreal experience to be told that you have this virus that, you know, as far as I knew, could be deadly at that point.
Fraser said it was pretty scary being separated from her husband, Kent, and taken from the ship to hospital.
So what's the first thing you're going to do when you get out of there?
I really want some American food. Also, I mean, just get back to my husband as soon as I can.
Well, now to New Hampshire. Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe is covering the pitched battle between Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders just before tomorrow's first Democratic presidential primary.
Campaign contributions from over 40 billionaires.
Buttigieg hit back by criticizing Sanders' health care plan.
The plan so expensive that Senator Sanders himself freely admits he has no idea how it's supposed to be paid for.
Our CBS News poll shows Buttigieg is now leading among moderate Democrats in New Hampshire. He's stealing support away from former Vice President Joe Biden, who was first among moderates last month. That explains this Biden ad mocking the 38-year-old mayor's small city experience.
When parkgoers called on Pete Buttigieg, he installed decorative lights under bridges.
Biden also called out Buttigieg's lack of support among black voters.
An election year budget plan from President Trump totals $4.8 trillion in spending and promises a balanced budget in 15 years. It has virtually no chance of getting through Congress without major changes.
The White House is calling the president's budget pro-worker, pro-family,
and pro-America. It includes an increase in military spending by 0.3% to more than $740 billion, and there's $2 billion in funding for the border wall. But the talking points do not mention that the president wants to cut more than $400 billion from social and safety net programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps. Ben Tracy, CBS News, the White House.
We're learning the backstory about one of the people in a made-for-TV moment at last week's State of the Union speech. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
President Trump singled out Philadelphia fourth grader Janiyah Davis as yet another bright kid trapped in a failing school, then announced she was getting an opportunity scholarship.
And you will soon be heading to the school of your choice.
But now the Philadelphia Inquirer reports Janiyah already attends one of the city's most sought-after charter schools, and before that was at a private Christian school. Janiyah's mother says she first thought the White House call was a scam, but feels honored by the president's attention. Steve?
Well, a cell phone belonging to one of two missing children has been found. 17-year-old Tylee Ryan and her 7-year-old brother were last seen last September. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Rexburg, Idaho.
Tylee's phone appears to have been found with her mother, Lori Vallo, in Hawaii. She is a person of interest in this case. Tylee's cell phone was used several times after she disappeared. Now the question this morning, was it really her using it? On October 25th, 2019, a month after the 17-year-old disappeared, a text from her phone was sent to a worried friend saying, "Hi, miss you guys too, love ya." That friend saying it didn't sound like her. Also in October, Tylee's biological brother says two small Venmo payments were sent from her account.
Vallo and her new husband have denied any wrongdoing in the case. A successful launch last night at Florida's Cape Canaveral.
Go Atlas. Go Blue Centaur. Go Solar Orbiter.
NASA's Solar Orbiter, which was made in Europe, headed off on a mission to capture the first photos of the sun's poles. It'll have its first close encounter in 2022. For the first time, a commercial jet flying slower than the speed of sound has crossed the Atlantic in less than 5 hours. A British Airways flight from New York to London completed the trip yesterday in 4 hours, 56 minutes. The old record was 5 hours, 13 minutes. Supersonic Concorde flights before they stopped in 2003 used to take about 3 hours. There's new evidence that the winter thaw is continuing at the gas pump.
The recent roadside fuel trends show prices still moving down. Industry analyst, newsletter publisher Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices are still falling. In this case, they're down 7 cents overall in the past 2 weeks, and the new price is $2.53. There might be a little bit more to come.
Still, the price at the pump is 19 cents higher than it was a year ago. Highest average price in the nation for regular grade, $3.54 a gallon around San Francisco. Lowest average, $2.04 Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, this is the week New York City goes to the dogs, with 2,600 of them from 49 states and 19 countries taking part in the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. Birds of Prey debuted number one at the weekend box office, but fell short of earnings expectations. Bad Boys for Life slipped to number two. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.